Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jennifer Wagner, one of the directors for Washington Community Theater's production of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Tonight is opening night for Washington Community Theater. Can you tell us a little bit about tonight's show?
Yes, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was originally a movie first, and then it went to Broadway, unlike a lot of other Broadway shows. It's set in 1850 Oregon, and it's all about Adam Pontopi, who's the oldest of seven brothers, goes to town one day and decides he's going to find himself a wife and marry her and bring her back home, because they need some help around the house with the other six brothers. But what he doesn't tell Millie is that he has the other six brothers. So it's all about how they sort of become a family, and she sort of helps the brothers along with etiquette, because of course when she gets up there, they're living in squalor and they have no manners or anything like that, and the house is filthy. So it's really, it's just kind of a fun show, and there's some tender moments in it, and there's some hilarious slapstick moments in it. So I think it's a show that's everybody's going to enjoy.
As one of the co-directors, what has been the biggest challenge with this show?
The biggest challenge, of course, is coordinating schedules so that we can have successful rehearsals. We have some extremely talented teenagers in the cast and in the light and sound crew and working backstage. And as it goes with most kids in fine arts, they are excruciatingly busy in other activities. And so coordinating that with all of their baseball schedules and things like that, that's been the biggest challenge. But they have not disappointed. They have been extremely hardworking and great work ethic, and lots of them have been kept me in stitches quite a bit backstage.
And what has been your favorite part with this production?
It's a production that Beth McBride and I have talked about doing for about 10 years, and it's one of our top five favorite musicals. And my favorite part is watching the kids develop into their characters and have a good time, and I like watching them skip down the stairs after rehearsal, after we've had a really good rehearsal. But to be honest with you, my favorite part I have never even discussed with anybody, and that is that most of the time when somebody does this production, all of the brothers have their hair dyed all the same so that they look alike. And I know in 1850 a blended family wasn't, it was pretty unheard of, but I think not having the brothers all look alike in the show is really my favorite little secret promotion of all families are welcome to this show, and we celebrate all types of families.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about tonight's show and this weekend's show?
Bring your family members. It is rated G. Grandparents, bring your grandkids. It is not a 3.5 hour long show. It's very fun, funny, and you'll probably have time to go out for ice cream afterwards. So just make it a big family event.
KCII News also spoke with the lead actors Will Hart and Abby Heim.
You have the leads in the Washington Community Theater production of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Can you tell us a little bit about your characters?
Sure. I will be playing Adam Pontopi. He is the eldest of seven brothers, and he is just, as they say in the show, an ornery backwoodsman. He has a lot of pent-up issues from his having to step in and raise his six other brothers and kind of take that leadership role in the household. But he's kind of quirky, but at the same time, I think you'll see that it comes to a nice resolution at the end.
And I'm Millie Pontopi. I become Millie Pontopi. I am Mary Adam Pontopi, the oldest of the brothers, and I'm, as they say, a spunky woman who likes to kind of take charge and fix things. So when I marry Adam and I find out he has brothers, it's my duty to set them up with ladies of their own and to kind of fix their errors of their way as I see it.
And can you tell us a little bit about your experience in theater? You're both kind of new to the area, so people aren't really familiar with either of you.
I have been doing musical theater since I was in high school. I've done a couple different productions of Godspell between high school and community theater down in Mount Pleasant. I also did some shows professionally over in Fairfield with Way Off Broadway. Music Man, I was the bass in the quartet, and Forbidden Broadway was the other one, a Stephen Sondheim kind of mashup spoof show. It was a lot of fun, and I'm just really excited to work with Washington Community Theater for the first time.
I, too, have been doing shows since high school. I kind of took a hiatus in college, and then when I moved into Washington, I had heard such great things about the community theater, and so I got involved in Ghost of a Chance, and I was Crystal in that play. And then I did a show in Iowa City, The Little Princess, and was Amelia, and came back last summer and did Into the Woods as the Baker's Wife. So this is my third production at Washington Community Theater.
Great. And talking about Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, what is your favorite part or maybe your favorite song in the show?
Well, there's some really fun points in it. Some of the kidnapping scenes and things like that are very high energy and a lot of fun. As far as favorite song, there's a tune that I have a solo. It's called Where Were You? And it's an extremely moving piece. I wasn't familiar with it. It's actually not in the movie. So I was excited to see it and be able to sing it. And it's just a great tune. And I think that people will really enjoy it. And it's, like I said, it's just a very moving piece.
Kind of like what Will said, I really like it when pretty much the whole cast is on stage. I like the barnyard scene. I really like when we have songs all together, especially with the brothers, because they're so quirky. I'd say my favorite song is either the trio that Will, myself, and then Wes, who plays Gideon, sings, and then also the lullaby I sing, Glad You Were Born.
And in closing, tonight is opening night. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, we just really hope that people will come on out and see the show. We're very excited about it. There's a lot of students that are in the show as well that have been a part of the high school shows, and we're just excited to bring this show that has never come to Washington Community Theaters, and hope you can come on out.
That's been today's Washington Page interview about Seven Brides for Seven Brothers on the stage this weekend for the Washington Community Theater.